This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Leading up in 2020, Senator removed Trump. Now they're claiming he's the one to remove them, and they want to take control of the military, which is a coup, to stop him from having a coup. Yeah, that's called doublespeak. That's called gaslighting. Here's some of the video.
This is an important announcement.
The lame-duck president of the United States is in the throes of profound paranoid delusions, perhaps even hallucinations. And he must be removed from office as soon as possible via the 25th Amendment or by any other legal means. Waiting 75 days is no longer possible.
70 days. You know, he'll be gone in 70 days anyway, once the Electoral College meets and we have the inauguration.
70 days, you can do a lot of damage in 70 days. He still is the President of the United States.
In 2 months, he's either getting inaugurated or incarcerated.
Here's the bottom line. Donald Trump is going to serve another term. We just don't know whether it will be in Washington or in prison yet.
It is clear that Donald Trump is trying to exercise the power because he can, and he is going to settle scores. But I'm very concerned what he might do in his remaining 70 days in office.
What damage do you think that Trump will do between losing the election and the swearing, the inauguration of Joe Biden?
Is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He has already alluded to there may be a civil war.
What can be done to stop anything he wants to do in the next 70 days?
Well, if Vice President Pence and the cabinet had an ounce of fortitude and spine and patriotism, I think they would seriously consider invoking the 25th Amendment and, you know, pushing Donald Trump out, because he is just very unpredictable now. He's like a cornered cat. And he is going to lash out.
Then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss, and what he'll do for the time period between the election and the inauguration of the next president.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
The United States government is perfectly capable of escorting trespassers out of the White House, which is just a nice sentence to hear.
The president came out into the White House briefing room, lied for 15 minutes. Just nonsensical stuff about illegal vote dumps and corrupt election officials and secret Democratic counting cabals and, I don't know, long-form birth certificates probably. It's all the same.
At the end of that speech, he should have been arrested. If they could have found handcuffs small enough to take him away, they would have.
I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
So do you think the president is a national security threat?
I do.
And the fact, again, that he has the powers of the presidency in his hands is quite worrisome.
This president's going to try to steal this election.
Tomorrow, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Now, we have a whole nother boil down of them saying we're going to remove him one way or the other ahead of the election. A lot of those clips were from that. And now they know the landslide's so big because they stole from people what they wanted, that they're gearing up a coup, taking the military under their command. We've got more of these clips coming up. And a new shocking clip just went live on Infowars.com. We're pulling him in right now. You all know Harari at the Davos Group. Even though it doesn't start for 2 days, he's there. Harari admits Trump likely to win 2024 election. He's the high priest of the WEF. Will be a death blow to the global order. A death blow to the global order. That's all coming up ahead of Vivek Ramaswamy in T-minus 26 minutes from now. So wherever you're watching us, on X or on TV stations, cable stations, hundreds of radio stations. Please support those stations. And tell everybody you know, tune into those stations. People you don't know, tune in. If you're at a gas station, hey, Alex Jones is on right now, Infowars.com/show, or Real Alex Jones on X. Go to Real Alex Jones on X and share those links. We're reaching on X about 20 million people a day. No big deal. Praise God for that, huh? We'll be right back. Stay with us. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Geopolitical reasons, but because they meddled in our election and there's investigations going on. I can't accept that as an excuse, and I think other people should press him for a better answer.
What was your response, Filma?
A couple surprises. Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. He defends Vladimir Putin. Their State Department and CIA officers are coming home, and at Langley and at Foggy Bottom, CIA and State, they're saying, this is how you defend us?
But again, it's Sunday morning. Let's be optimistic about the future, a future that will not have Donald Trump in the White House. One way or another, 10 months from now, we will have an election if we don't have him removed sooner. But again, he will be impeached forever.
Taking these shots, this antagonism, yep, is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Oh, they're very upset, so they're going to have to steal the election and have Black Lives Matter funded by Soros, the State Department, burn the country down. How dare the American people want this president? How dare the American people want their jobs back? How dare the American people want their borders secured? How dare them not want World War III? How dare them? I'm Chucky Schumer. Anthony Weiner is my protege. All we're trying to do is worship Aleister Crowley, for God's sakes. So if you just joined us, Vivek Ramaswamy joins us in about 25 minutes. Talk about all the stuff going on in Iowa and Trump and the rest of it. But before we go there, I covered this last night some, but I've already told you what's in there. Would you like me? Because I'm kind of in a quandary. Should I just read what they're saying here? Because I've got like 15 articles. This is just a small snapshot of it. Oh, the former Secretary of Defense Cohen, William Cohen, the Senator Blumenthal, and Hillary Clinton, and Obama, and Biden, and Pelosi, and Swallowswell, the Chinese spy, and all of them are saying Trump's going to use the Insurrection Act when Black Lives Matter burns down America. They actually say when Black Lives Matter protests is evil, and he can't have the Insurrection Act. But let's show some footage from 1992 for TV viewers of the LA riots, the last time it was declared. And they openly say, we cannot allow this. We have to take control of the military ahead of him winning. That's a coup. When an unelected group takes control of the executive branch and does this as a coup. We've already seen a soft coup. Now they're talking about a hot coup, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty amazing. So let's look at the facts here. Coup, Democrats and deep state preparing to remove President Trump of military control if he's elected. That's martial law. Democrats in deep state preparing to remove presidents, control of military, if Trump elected. That's what it is. Here's the NBC article. Let me just read some of this to you. Fears grow that Trump will use the military in dictatorial ways if he returns to the White House. Well, will he prosecute thousands of people waved into the Capitol between the velvet ropes? Will he declare Christians and white people and Trump supporters the number one terror threat like O'Biden did? And it goes on from there. Donald Trump is sparking fears among those who understand the inner workings of the Pentagon that he would convert the nonpartisan U.S. military that's now all woke into a muscular arm of his political agenda as he makes comments about dictatorship. He said, I won't be a dictator except I have the power to turn the pipelines back on and control the border. That was a joke. That underpinned the nation's two-century-old democracy. Are you liking the Democrats' democracy persecuting you? A circle of appointees, independent of Trump's political operations, steered him away from ideas. Now bracing for Trump's political return, a loose-knit network of public interest groups and lawmakers, Soros and Democrats, is quietly devising plans to try to foil any efforts to expand presidential power, which could include preserving the military, pressuring the military to crater to his political needs. So where's the big lie there? Foil efforts to expand presidential powers. He's done no such thing, which could include pressuring the military to crater his political needs. They go on to say that's the Insurrection Act when Black Lives Matter is protesting, which we all know is mostly peaceful. Those taking part in the effort told NBC News they are studying Trump's past actions, 2024 policy positions, so they can be ready if he wins in November. That involves preparing to take legal action to send letters to Trump appointees spelling out consequences they face if they undermine constitutional norms, like dissolving the border. Democrat lawmakers already know to be adversarial to Trump and are working on a parallel attack. Oh, so Trump is planning martial law, which he's not, so they have to have their own martial law plan to counter it, see? Among the latest understood tools available to the president is the 1992 Insurrection Act. It was used in 92. It's from the 1800s. Vaguely worded, it gives president considerable discretion deciding what constitutes an uprising and which is okay to deploy active duty military. Well, the people decide, they elect him. Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill worry that Trump might invoke the act to involve the armed forces in the face of domestic protest in the midterm elections. Don't go his way. So they're already talking about 2026. So for some hypothetical thing, they're doing this. But don't worry, Mr. Anti-Gun that ran the persecution of yours truly, Senator Richard Blumenthal, that claimed he was a combat Marine veteran in Vietnam, never went to Vietnam. He was involved in the Congress in a Toys for Children program, classic. Senator Richard Stolen Valor Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, is crafting a bill that would clarify the act and give Congress and the courts some say in the case. Its chances of passage are slim, given Republicans control the House and are largely loyal to Trump. Oh, a law that Congress controls the military. That's a coup right there. That's a constitutional crisis. But it's just put out there like, oh, it's no big deal. There are an array of horrors that could result from Donald Trump's unrestricted use of the Insurrection Act, Blumenthal said in an interview. He's a clear and present danger to our democracy, said William Cohen, a former Republican senator from Maine, defense secretary in the Clinton administration. And I don't think people understand what living in a dictatorship would mean. Oh, where two men can have a baby and you brainwash our sons to cut their genitals off and the border's wide open, the government creates a springboard to invade the country and says illegals will be the new military and police. You mean something like that? Or total censorship and surveillance of the people? Something like that? So they're mainlining a coup against the people openly and publicly and saying it's to counter an imaginary coup if Trump gets elected. So the coup is Trump getting elected and they've got to get control of the military ahead of time. So Soros-funded, New World Order-funded, illegal alien, Hezbollah, Hamas, sweetie pies of the establishment can burn down the country. And meanwhile, there's so much anti-Israel fervor, which doesn't even enter into the equation, that so many conservatives, not just liberals, are supporting Hamas and Hezbollah, throwing bottles, attacking police, knocking down the fences at the White House Saturday night. And if you don't support that, you're a Zionist. Think about that. We expose that Israel stood down on October 7th. We expose Netanyahu has like 15% support. We expose that this is obviously a false flag to start a larger war. And then we say they brought in all these Islamists as leftist arms to burn down the country when given orders to do so. And not just the left and the universities and the deputy director of the CIA and the Carnegie Foundation, but much of the right wing attacks me when I say the Islamic hordes brought into this country are a clear and present danger. They changed the subject to Israel. This has nothing to do with Israel. Don't let people change the subject. This is the left-wing hordes they brought into this country with defunded police, with Black Lives Matter, to burn it down when the CIA and the Arabist in the CIA, like Obama, who ran the Arab Spring, activate the Arab Spring that Al Gore called for. He said, America needs its own Arab Spring.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now,
and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So we want control of the military, says the Democrats, and they're set to introduce bills to bring the war powers to Congress from the president, which is the definition of a coup. But we've got breaking news that ties into this on Infowars.com. Find the article there and share it. WEF advisor Harari admits Trump likely to win 2024 election will be the death blow to the global order and several other clips. Let's get into it right now. Let's play the first clip. Yuval talks about the death of the New World Order.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again?
Sure. I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it, and he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
Oh, but the New York Times just said last week, I'm crazy, globalism doesn't exist. You know, they define themselves as that. See, they're not even denying there's a global government now, which they always did. Now we can have a real discussion about, we don't want to be under you, we didn't elect you, you're illegitimate. But don't worry. They got this new spin going, like, oh, Alex Jones and others and, you know, Dr. John Coleman and everybody else, they don't understand what disease X is. Disease X is just a hypothetical disease the UN says is imminent, and the WF says is imminent, so pass the tree. No, we know it's the cover for the gain of function you're creating, that's admitted. And you claim, oh, the jungles and the climate change is going to make this happen. That's why this happened. No, you made it in a lab. But Yuval Noah Harari says, no. AI is going to make the supervirus. So we can blame it on it, not on the people using supercomputers to create these viruses. They are really trying to cover their ass ahead of what they're about to do. Everything he's given is a talking point. Okay, here it is.
The kind of dangers that draw people's attention like the poster child of AI dangers is things like AI creating a new virus that kills billions of people, a new pandemic. So you have a lot of people concerned about how do we prevent an AI by itself, or maybe some small terrorist organization, or even a 16-year-old teenager, giving an AI a task to create a dangerous virus and release it to the world. How do we prevent this? And this is a serious concern, and we should be concerned about it. But this gets a lot more attention than the question, how do we prevent the financial system from becoming so complicated that humans can no longer understand it. And I see a lot of regulations being at least considered how to prevent AI from creating dangerous new viruses.
And then that creates the AI dictatorship. So when he tells you is what they're doing to you and poses like he's against it. So Yuval talks about the end of humanity upload brain to computers, which is the original MI6 before that, British intelligence, OSS operation, Childhood's End, where the end of humanity is we upload ourselves, but that's all a big lie. Here it is.
I think we are very near the kind of end of our species. It doesn't necessarily mean that we'll be destroyed in some huge nuclear war or something like that. It could very well mean that we'll just change ourselves using bioengineering and using AI and brain-computer interfaces. We will change ourselves to such an extent that we'll become something completely different. To completely destroy every last single human in the world, it is possible, given the technology that we now command, but it's very difficult. I think there is a greater chance, and again, this is just speculation, nobody really knows, but I think lots of people could suffer terribly, but I think it's more likely that some people will survive and then will undergo radical changes. So it's not that humanity is completely destroyed, it's just transformed. I mean, people like Elon Musk in Neuralink, they tell us it's possible. I'm still waiting for the evidence. I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's much more difficult. If it is possible to directly connect brains and computers and integrate them into these kinds of cyborgs, nobody has any idea what happens next, how the world would look like. And it is certainly makes it plausible if you reach that point, that you could have an inter-brain net, the same way that lots of computers are connected together to form the internet. If you can connect also brains and computers directly, why can't we then connect an inter-brain net, which connects lots of brains?
So when DARPA and ARPA set up the internet in 1960, it was called the Intergalactic Communication System. And then it was just theoretical. So he's telling you their religion, their plan. They were given before it got built, obviously, inspired by off-world stuff that wants to destroy ourselves, and they're giving us tools to destroy ourselves. And so these guys just keep hyping it and telling you, this is the way, you're obsolete, it's all over. Hey, we have all these bioweapons, how about we don't release them? We have nuclear weapons, we don't use them. How about we just decide to control our development, our evolution, to use his words, and not do this? We just capitulate, you're ugly, it's over, this great calamity's coming, and out of that will come the superhuman. You see that in all the X-File movies, and they're obsessed with it. Oh, you get poisoned, you get killed, you become the superhuman. But 99% of you die. It's all a delusion, but it's their satanic imprint. It's their operation. Yuval Noah Harari and all of them are satanic robots picking up the transmission. The Red Bag. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get it copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your head, your facts, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a credit card, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now at the halfway point in the part of the broadcast I am hosting. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday, January 15th, 2024 transmission. Vivek Ramaswamy is connected to us. He's about to get in the chair, talk about the Iowa caucuses and some of the developments with him here in just a moment. But getting back to this Yuval Noah Harari latest interview, where he says, if Trump wins, the New World Order is going down. And we've got Klaus Schwab with a new video saying they're losing. The globalists are losing. What they're selling is a horrible dehumanization operation. And it's something that everyone should be against. But they act like the, quote, evolutionary path, in their words, they have for us is a foregone conclusion. We have to just accept that. And I get it. Radio came around over 100 years ago, and everybody sat around the radio. And then TV came around in the 40s and 50s, and everybody sat around. We had TV dinners, and it became the father, the mother. It became the teacher. And now we all have our little phones programming us. But that's not the reality, ladies and gentlemen. That's not the real world. We don't have to be directed by it. And now that other people are involved in the media and talking to folks and saying, don't be part of this, well, they want to censor us. Because they don't want you to be able to make a decision about your own future destiny. And that really is a massive attack on free will. That's what this is. This is tyranny. The devil wants to take your free will. God wants you to have your free will, but then become enlightened and choose to go with God's plan. I want to play a short clip here that is very, very important. Clip four. This is Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla celebrates learning his vaccine was 90% effective. And they did this as a staged event. And then it was 80%, and then 70%, then 65%, then 60%, then 55%, then 41%, and then not effective. But what's the real takeaway here when you watch this with my eyes, or a lot of you are enlightened in your eyes? They claimed it was safe and effective and tested. But here they are saying it's been tested on the public in mass and that now it works. But that itself was a lie. But here they are indicting themselves that it wasn't tested. And we know in the paperwork, the fine print, it wasn't tested. They could never get gene therapy through because it was always causing so many illnesses and problems. But here they are saying, now we've tested on the public and it works. That was a lie too, but they're admitting it was never tested until it was tested on you as a guinea pig. Here it is.
We made it.
I love you. We had a successful vaccine. The efficacy was more than 90%.
Oh, my God!
Wow. Talk about bad acting.
Resulted in a success. And this success looks like the biggest scientific breakthrough of the last 100 years.
And now they keep rolling forward with it. All right, joining us now is Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek, thank you so much for joining us. Iowa is now voting in the caucuses. A lot of big developments. And we really appreciate you coming on with us. So much going on, obviously, because Trump wants to get as many numbers as he can. And you know I support Trump. Also love you and think you're doing a great job destroying the New World Order and think you're the big up-and-comer. Been a big controversy with at least the Trump campaign leveling their guns at you. What do you make of all this?
Well, look, it's an election, right? And I think that probably came from his campaign advisors. My guess is yesterday he had the B team around him. Today was probably the A team. Yesterday, the B team probably advised him to, I don't think it's the friendly fire within our movement's helpful, but I'm not going to be sitting here attacking him in response. The truth of the matter is, Alex, I am worried. I'm worried for Trump. I'm worried for this country. You and I have talked about it. Tucker and I have talked about it. We have to, as patriots, open our eyes and see the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts. But this system does want to narrow this down to be a two-horse race between Donald Trump and a puppet who they can control. That puppet has a name. It's called Nikki Haley. They then want to take Trump out one way or another. And I literally believe they will stop at nothing at this point. They want to do it in the spring or early summer and then trot their puppet into the White House. And so I have a duty to this country to make sure that does not happen. We have a duty to this country to make sure that doesn't happen. And so, yes, am I going to have some success with the Iowa caucus tonight? Yes, there's a lot of groundswell of support for what I'm saying. Am I against Trump's message? No, I'm not. Is he against my message? I don't think he is. And if so, that's a problem. But what I do believe is that one way or another, we got to make sure it's an America First candidate that gets in there. I believe I'm best suited to take this to the next level. But we don't have the luxury to argue about whether that's Trump or me. We got to open our eyes and see that there is a plot hiding in plain sight. And I refuse to just stand by and watch that happen without calling it out, even though the truth is uncomfortable sometimes.
Vivek, talk about that plot.
Last time it was a man-made pandemic and a rigged election.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but finish what you were saying, and then what is the plot for people that just tuned in?
I think the plot is this. Last time it was a man-made election and a rigged election, man-made pandemic and a rigged election. This time they're going to stop at nothing. The plot is this, and it's hiding in plain sight. The very people paying for the lawsuits to keep Donald J. Trump off the ballot, that I'm pushing back against, by the way, they're the same people who are propping up Nikki Haley. Literally, the same people funding the lawsuits against Trump are among the largest mega donors to Nikki Haley. So what they want to do is they want to make this a two-horse race between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. She's a puppet who they can control. She'll keep the war machine on and the surveillance state on even more aggressively than Biden. They then want to narrow it down to those two this spring, knock Trump out one way or another. And at this point, these people will stop at nothing. And Alex, I mean nothing, to keep this man away, eliminate Trump, and then trot their puppet into the White House. I'm just going to repeat that for people to see it. Make it a two-horse race between Trump and Haley. Eliminate Trump, and then trot their puppet into the White House.
Sure, so you've been fighting to be the guy against Trump, and I'll be honest, I think some of the campaign people get scared because your message is so, you know, similar to Trump's and very articulate that they actually see you as a threat, which is a testament to you. And I think Trump's obviously going to get the nomination. He's going to move forward. I would like to see you at some point work with Trump so you don't get destroyed, at least at this juncture. Like DeSantis, I think you're way smarter. I think you're for real. And I want to be clear. I see this talking point, as I told you when you were here in person a few months ago, that because you're Ivy League, because you're a successful businessman, you're a bad guy. Well, Elon Musk is super successful, and it's devastating the enemy. And no one can deny it. I've talked to a lot of people close to Trump. They go, no, Vivek really helped us. He really attacked Haley. Overall, you were a big plus. And so I don't think we should throw the baby out with the bathwater, but at some point, Vivek, and I'm not telling you drop out right now, but I think that, we're going to see what happens.
Well, Alex, I got a question for you. Let's have a conversation, because one of the things I love about you is also you're unfiltered, I'm unfiltered, and we can kind of talk openly here. You're saying Trump's going to win the nomination. What happens? I mean, you've raised the possibility, and Tucker's raised the possibility, and we all have to be patriots and thinking possibilities. I can see this way this plays out. I mean, what's the plan exactly? Let's say, are we going to get back to 12 months from now and look back? Let's say what I say plays out this spring. They will narrow this down to a two-horse race between Trump and Haley, and one way or another, we're all human beings, okay? Let's remind ourselves, not gods, we're human beings. One way or another, they take Trump out. What's the plan for this country? We're going to sit here and watch that train wreck play out?
Okay, I understand your plan. Explain to people. Yeah. Explain to him. I get it. If it's a Trump,
look,
if it's a Trump, Vivek, let me say it real quick. If it's a Trump, Vivek,
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Scenario from your view. What I'm saying is protect against the worst case scenario. And you've been
I agree. It would
know
put them
that you
off
don't
balance.
View this through rose colored filters.
It would put them off balance if instead of having neocon warmongering opposition, they had you, then they wouldn't know what to do. I get your calculus. It actually makes perfect sense. Here's what I know. You have, as I said, done real damage to them. And are really exciting. And so I simply hope that the Trump campaign itself will not try to turn you into another DeSantis, because you're a totally different league from DeSantis.
No, I don't think they will. I mean, Trump and I have a good relationship, and so I don't know what his handlers, you know, I mean, he has some A-team handlers, and he has some B-team and C-team handlers around him, and so it depends on which day. I think that yesterday they had the B-team or worse.
Well, that was my next question.
I think he backed off of it today. Well, I think that was probably Trump actually, you know, I think had probably a different view than his own handlers. But the reality is that swamp doesn't just live in the D.C. bureaucracy, right? It lives outside of D.C. too. And one of the things I've tried to do in this campaign is we're actually running lean. We have actual, when there's swamp type creatures that show up, we turn them over and we actually have the right people around me. And that's the other thing, Alex. I mean, let's just have an honest conversation. I'm the only person in this race and in our movement that will tell you point blank that I will not make Nikki Haley my vice president. I think you got a lot of people in the swamp class around Donald Trump telling him to do just that, actually. And so, you know what? When you're talking about taking America first to the future, I could think of nothing more damaging than to put a John Bolton or Nikki Haley or whoever of that school.
No,
that
I agree.
Team.
That's a legitimate criticism.
Times. He didn't answer that.
No.
I answer it directly. Nikki Haley will not come anywhere near the White House.
Yeah, well, I don't think Trump's the Messiah. And I think you're right. His biggest mistake was installing all those people. So let me ask you this. Obviously, you talk to Trump sometimes. Do you want to get on a phone call with Trump and discuss this strategy?
I think he and I have, we're on the same page. We have a good relationship with one another, same page for the future of the country. I think that it's hard when you're actually the one they're coming after to accept the range of possibilities that's possible for the country. But looking at this from myself on the outside of the Trump situation, but seeing the people who are coming after him, we have to play for all possibilities in this country. That's the, what we owe.
No, you're
this
a much
country.
Better. So you're in much
hope
better.
For the best.
I love
a race. Plan for the worst.
A race between you and Trump would be beautiful to educate everybody. That would be a win-win. I don't think Trump should be afraid of
that's
that.
A win-win for the country.
Let me ask
that's
you
a
this
win-win
in closing.
For the country. And
I know you got to go. What else is on your radar in politics, the world? You've seen the Democrats come out and say they want to take control of the military with a Senate bill so Trump doesn't have a coup. The Senate trying to take control of the military is a coup.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's something deeper going on in this military-industrial complex we got to actually open our eyes to is they've really been able to capture both parties. And so you see now the Ukraine funding, it's flying under the radar. And so this is one of the strategies that they use, Alex, that we got to open our eyes to, is boring you into submission. See, sometimes they come at you, they're devious, but actually the worst strategy of all is boring you into submission. That's what the CBDC is all about, the central bank digital currency. It's boring. It's technical. That's how they're going to get it through the back door. The Ukraine funding, they thought they would have the argument about this being funding good over evil, but now what they've decided to do in the media is just ignore it. And then in Washington, D.C., just ignore it. The public politicians ignore it. The resistance automatically goes away, and they just sneak it in through the back door. And so I think that's one of the things we got to watch out for on our side is the more technical mumbo-jumbo it sounds, from ESG to CBDC to even the recent funding for Ukraine, kind of making its way through the system through the back door, the more boring it sounds, the more we have to pay attention.
No,
to
I agree. So in closing, and I know you got to go, I will say this. I know history. I know politics. You can't fake it. You are the most articulate person out there right now, even more than Trump. He has a lot of gravitas, a lot of smarts, a lot of things you don't have. But just overall, you're impressive. I know you're hurting him. I know the system's coming after you. And Vivek Ramaswamy, I appreciate you running for real, unlike Chris Christie and a bunch of other ones just for campaign money. You're legitimately running for president, and you have a right to run for president. And the fact that you've been successful in business and are Ivy League is good because you're on our side. We are starting to win culturally, and when you and Elon Musk and others who are already on our side writing books years ago, but totally come over in the fight, we've got to be ready to accept you. Because I got to tell you, folks, they hate him. You don't say the things he's saying if you're fake. It's irrevocable. So, Vivek, how do people find out about your campaign?
Go to Vivek2024.com. And, you know, if you're inclined, support the future of America first. That's what we're in this for. And America first has to win. That's the answer.
All right. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Yeah, folks, I don't get into this cult of personality stuff and all this cheerleading stuff. And I also don't sit there and say because somebody's Ivy League or somebody worked in biotech that they're just bad. Let me tell you something right now. When you see a fake, it's a Mitt Romney. It's a Chris Christie. It's a bird brain Nikki Haley. They are completely obvious. They say a few things about transgenderism or a football issue or abortion. But when it comes down to it, they're pro-war, they're pro-open border, they're pro-globalist, they're pro-debt. Trump's not. And he proved himself. Not perfect. And Vivek is his own man. Now, that doesn't mean he's perfect. It doesn't mean I'm putting him up on some pedestal. But, you know, I've seen all these scientists, prominent scientists come out and say, okay, the vaccine was bad, it's killing people, and they got a new disease X, they're going to release on it, we got to fight them. And I see people I know and love going, this doctor just 3 years ago was neutral on the shot, and he's a traitor. I want to win this, folks. What do you think happens when we start winning? I know Joe Rogan. I know Tucker Carlson. I talked to Elon Musk. I talked to these people. These people are legitimately pissed and are legitimately showing you they don't like what's happening. Sure, not everybody's been on air 30 years. Not everybody's family raised Colonel Travis and was at the Alamo. I'm not trying to brag, but I mean, it's disgust. It's ridiculous how American I am. It's you couldn't come up with it. I never even told you about my family history. It is absolutely Captain America. You cannot top it. No one can. I mean, the whole nine yards. Mayflower, 1776, everything. Texas, on and on and on. Invention of the stock market in England, you know, related to all the big cheeses before the Germans took over England. I am the West, okay? I am a man of the West. I am America, okay? I know a lot of you are as well. And anybody who wants to aspire to join us, you're welcome. And all I'm saying is, we can't be a bunch of purists and sit here and say, well, your family wasn't both sides of the Mayflower, and, you know, your ancestors didn't sign the Texas Declaration of Independence, and, you know, just the whole, I mean, you can't sit there and say, well, you know, you're Indian, so, and you got an Ivy League degree, and so I don't trust you, or whatever it is. It just doesn't work like that, folks. It doesn't work like that. If you want, and I'm not trying to bring all that stuff up to try to sit there and go, because I don't live off my ancestors. There's nothing worse than blue bloods and people that sit there and, you know, oh, my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-great-granddaddy did that, my great-great-grandma did this. That's not where I'm at. I'm just simply saying the opposite of that. But this, don't worry, Vivek's not going to get the nomination. It's Trump. And I don't want to see him destroyed like the Santas who did sign on the dark side, did work with the Bushes, did work with Karl Rove, and is done as far as I'm concerned. It's sad. I like Vivek because, let me tell you, he's like a weapon system blowing up the enemy. And let me tell you, again, they don't let you do that if you work for them. Okay. People see the globalists are losing. You heard Naval Noah Harari saying, quote, their world order is dead. They're losing, folks. So we're the winners. Can we not get out of the position of the underdog and realize we have the initiative? We have the hearts and minds. What I don't have is the funding. And I make it easy. Infowarsstore.com. Please go there now, ladies and gentlemen. We have the new specials on the site. Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus. I'm trying to find the actual ad here. For 50% off. 40% off individually. 40% off individually. 50% off together. We have the new combo special. I hope everybody takes advantage of it right now. It's to supercharge your body's defenses with the combo pack. And we've got huge discounts still going at InfoWarsStore.com. Please get a copy of my book. Please get a t-shirt, Team Humanity. Please support us. ACH Max Boost is selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted. These are game-changing products. We have the Next Level Foundational Energy with the methyl folate and the vitamin B complex. If you know what methyl folate is, you want to take this, ladies and gentlemen. You can buy other methyl folate other places, it'll blow you away. But this funds us, and it's high quality, and it's high-end, top shelf. So, HH Max Boost, Next Level Foundational Energy, all of it. The Supercharged Special with DNA Force Plus and the Red Pill Plus, 50% off together. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number three in your phone call, straight ahead.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.